to the dawn of time, when the earth was smoking and the lava flowed. Roll back the rock to the dawn of time, blow your cool just like a volcano. Snap your fingers and stomp your feet, soaking up a little of the jungle beat. Roll back the rock to the dawn of time, sing this song with me. Roll back the rock, turn back the clock. Roll back the rock to the dawn of time, sing this song with me.
And welcome back again. You're listening to Breakthrough Entertainment. I don't know if you were on, Joseph.
He wasn't.
Oh, but you didn't have your headphones
on. I was waiting for Dave to get his earpieces on there.
Oh, that's, I was listening to Joseph sing. But anyway, this is 1480 AM KPHX in Phoenix, Arizona. Breakthrough Entertainment. We've had a lot of fun today. A lot of callers. A lot of sort of weird things have happened today.
Very weird things, James.
But a lot of good things, too.
A lot of good things.
There's
some
a lot
downers.
Of good in your life.
Dave's got these emotions.
We're
going
to turn into a religious show. No, I'm
no,
kidding.
Don't tell people that.
Oh, yeah. What?
This is
I'm
John
kidding.
Goodman singing Roll Back the Rock.
Roll
from
back
We're
the
Back,
rock.
A dinosaur story. It's an animated film from, I think, the 90s.
Oh. Shut up, Donnie.
What?
You don't know what movie that's from?
What's that one?
Shut up, Donnie.
What's that from?
It's John Goodman. It's a line John Goodman used over and over again in The Big Lebowski.
The Big Lebowski. Okay,
Big
okay
Lebowski.
That's what I was thinking. Yeah. So, but of course, John Goodman, he's good at playing dinosaurs. Well, playing with dinosaurs in The Flintstones of playing a dinosaur in We're Back, A Dinosaur Story.
Oh, yeah.
Bow, bow.
Oh, yeah. Baby.
Yeah, this is Breakthrough Entertainment's Dinosaur Show in honor of...
Dinosaur? That was a singer.
You know, she went out with Burt Reynolds when he was young.
This is Breakthrough Entertainment's Dinosaur Tribute Show.
Was it like a mommy type of deal?
Maybe, maybe he looked up to her as a mommy.
I don't know, but she was sort of cute, right?
I don't know. She had that really cheesy show back in the 60s and 70s.
The late Dinosaur.
Oh, yeah.
That one.
We got our audience here.
Adam Sandler is in town.
But yeah, dinosaur show.
Dinosaur.
Like,
ooh,
soaring,
like, do you have a dinosaur? Did you get a sore from a dinosaur?
Not that kind of sore.
Or
soaring with the pterodactyls and the velociraptor.
Yeah.
What happened when the dinosaur stubbed its toe? It was dinosaur.
Oh, you just made that up?
Yeah, I wouldn't know what I made.
I helped you.
Ooh, you kind of helped me. You inspired me.
I'm the writer. You're the...
producer.
No, you're the
of the joke.
Yeah, the joke.
Okay, and so we've got a great actor on the phone. We've had him on the show before. In honor of another release, I believe Dumb and Dumber 2. But right now we've got on the gyroscope operator from Jurassic World, Maddie Carter-Oppel. How are you doing?
Hey, how's it going, man?
Great. It's great to talk to you again.
Good to talk to you, too.
Absolutely.
How's your Saturday morning going?
It's going good. It's going here. Good. We've got, I'm Joseph. We got Dave back in here in studio, and Trisha, Eric, and Greg.
What's up, Dave?
Hey, I'm doing great. I thoroughly enjoyed the movie, by the way. You did a great job in your part.
Thank you so much. I appreciate that.
I love the look on your face as you're getting out the manual, and you can just kind of see the wheels turning in your head like, oh, crap, what am I going to do?
Yeah, totally. Yeah, I like that part, too. Yeah, because it was, I just played it real. I wasn't trying to, I think it came off so funny because I was just trying to be real and not put any humor behind it, you know?
You know, this is, you know, let me ask you this. I mean, this will probably be the blockbuster of the summer.
Blockbuster's out of business. I'm sorry.
Yeah,
okay.
This is such a huge movie. And how do you feel being part of this movie? I mean, this is quite a, do you view it as a blessing that you got in on such an incredibly.
Hashtag blessed.
Yeah, I believe it.
Yeah.
Hashtag blessed. I just feel, I love watching the first one when I was a kid, and it's just a dream come true to be able to be in this film. I mean, it's such a wild ride, and it's just so great, you know?
Well, you know, I think this is the first time I've ever heard somebody say that being a ride operator is a dream come true job, but I'm just teasing you. What? How long were you there? Were you there for a lot of the filming, or?
What was that?
Were you there for a lot of the filming?
I was in Hawaii. I was there for a week in Hawaii, and they shot my scene in a day.
Mm.
Well, what'd you do the rest of the time? Come on, spill.
Okay, all right. What did I do? I hung out in the hot tub at the Marriott.
Nice.
Oh, nice. Cool.
Who was in there
I
with
went
you?
Went on a tour by myself, and that was fun.
Oh, okay. That could be fun.
I saw these beach turtles on the beach. Mm-hmm. I saw the ocean. What else did I see?
No dinosaurs.
I saw these really cool wild birds.
Yeah.
It was a blast. It was so fun.
Now, I saw the Ko'olau Mountains there as they were... where they filmed, and it just reminded me I used to live over there right at the base of the Ko'olau Mountains. Did you get to do any of the hiking or anything up in there?
Oh, I didn't get to do hiking, but they took us up in a Jeep to film.
Cool.
But yeah, it was so beautiful up there. It's really very tropical.
Yeah.
Very tropical. It's like, it really is like paradise. I mean, have you guys been to Hawaii?
No.
Many times.
Yeah, aww, many times. Like I said, lucky. I used to live right there at the base of those Ko'olau Mountains that they kept showing. And it's like, I got homesick.
In a house?
Yes, in a home. Uh-huh.
Oh, sweet.
Hashtag unfair.
hashtag blessed.
Yes, exactly. Exactly.
Not for me.
Don't be a hater.
Oh, come on.
I'm going to shake you off here, oh. Mr. Joseph.
Hey, Maddie, now, after, you know, you're seeing, you know, when they had to start evacuating the ride in the park, we didn't see your character again, but I'm just wondering, do you believe that you survived, or were you taken down by one of the dinosaurs?
I don't want to give any spoilers. I guess, let me answer that. I think he's still alive. I think he got out.
Oh, okay.
I think he got out, and I think he'll be in the sequel, probably.
Excellent. Ooh. Oh, that'll be cool.
Yes.
Because you really, you know, it might have been, you know, somewhat a short part, but it was a dramatic part. I mean, it was a part that everyone remembers, and
yeah.
your acting is fantastic.
Oh, thanks.
Yeah, I really liked it. I mean, your shock look was it was such a contrast. I mean, here you were sort of just going through the, you know, manual, automatic sequence of getting people on the ride. And then all of a sudden, boom, you came to life because, something's going to come down.
Yeah, totally. Yeah, I was definitely scared.
Now, was there any research for this? I mean, do you have any experience being a ride operator or anything like that?
A ride operator, not a ride operator, but I used to drive I grew up in New Hampshire, and, one of the jobs a lot of college kids got was to be a ice cream truck driver.
Oh, okay.
So I used to drive ice cream around town. So yeah, that was kind of a bummer job. I mean, I guess it's not that bad because you get to eat a lot of ice cream, but.
Well, Maddie. Let me ask you this. As an actor,
yeah.
I've never acted. I took acting classes once, but
you failed.
But I did. But the
you lie.
I know. But the question is how do you get into character? So is the director saying think of a certain thing to get a shock look, a scared look, a panic look, or are you on your own pretty much to recall an experience to step into what you're trying to communicate and act about?
Oh yeah. There wasn't. Funny enough, he didn't really direct me too much because I came pretty prepared. But I prepared it at my acting school, which is Leslie Kahn Company here in LA.
Oh,
and we just worked on it, exactly what Trisha said was like, oh crap, just have the oh crap thought.
Right.
As the scene's going on, and that's what I was doing. I mean, just when in that moment, I was just thinking, "Oh crap!" And then for the enjoy the ride, I just thought like, "Oh, I've said this maybe like 100 times today." You know?
Yeah, like the monotony of it, exactly.
Yeah, just kind of a rhythm to it. That's So that's how I kind of prepared and coached for it. I actually got the role by writing a fan letter to the director because I saw his work for this film called Safety Not Guaranteed, and I was just so impressed by him and his style, and I loved it. And I'm also a huge fan of Jurassic Park. I was like, I sent him a letter. I said, hey, you know, big fan of Jurassic Park, big fan of you. You know, I'm an actor. Here's my acting reel. And that's how I got the audition, and that's how I booked it.
That is excellent. That's great assertiveness.
Yeah.
Great job. Now, was that
gyrosphere.
Gyrosphere. Yeah. Sorry about that. The gyrosphere.
Hamster ball.
Yeah. Was it there? And was it cool?
Yeah, that was definitely there.
Really?
I had those there. That was not CGI. That was the real deal.
I was hoping it was. It looked really cool. Did you guys get to play around with it?
It was really cool. I'd like to have one of those.
I could drive around in that.
LA.
Yeah. I was looking at that and I said, it doesn't look like it's CGI, and I would love to find out if it's real and where I can get one.
Yeah, I think you could maybe look on eBay.
They might have it.
I would like a hybrid.
Or maybe
of one
someone's
of those.
Having a garage sale or something.
Yeah, possibly. Or everything nowadays on Amazon Prime, you can get it same day delivery in some places, so we can get on the road with that.
Yeah.
It's great on gas, too.
Doesn't Amazon have everything now?
They do. Oh, absolutely. You can order people now on Amazon. It's amazing.
That Russian bride, that was an Amazon.
Now, wait a minute. The Amazon princess was not off of Amazon.
That was, that was a Russian website. Not legal here. Maddie, you mentioned you're real. You've been in some amazing projects. I mean, I think I mentioned Dumb and Dumber 2, of course. You were also in Selfie. I thought was a great show, unfortunately canceled. But you're always
Thanks
working
for
with
bringing
these.
It up.
I know. Well, no, I'm saying it shouldn't have been canceled.
I'm joking.
But you're always working with these very attractive women. I mean, Dumb and Dumber 2, their daughter, she's gorgeous. I've raved about her. Of course, Selfie, Eliza Dooley, she was gorgeous. Mm-hmm. And now Bryce Dallas Howard. Oh. How are you getting so lucky?
I don't know.
Hashtag
Wait, who
blessed.
Said he's got,
hashtag blessed. There
he's working blessed. With them and getting lucky is different.
Hashtag blessed. Well, I think it's like, I'm just putting myself out there. I'm not waiting for the phone to call. I'm pursuing and hustling, and that changes everything. So
that's a good lesson for anyone.
You want to be an actor or a ride operator. Just hustle to get the job, you know. You really want to be that ride operator in Jurassic World, you know. You just got to hustle.
You got to put yourself out there, and then you got to... I tell you, even though it was a short part, you did it perfectly. I think it was absolutely
thank you so
perfect.
Much.
Well, Dr. Henry Wu is back, you know, after all these years, so I'm sure we're going to... Does your ride operator have a name, or is it just Gyrosphere?
It's Gyrosphere Operator, but I'm hoping in the sequel they give me a name.
Okay, all right.
If
I can't
I'm in
wait.
The sequel.
But what would they name the sequel? I mean, can't just do Jurassic World. Any ideas, Maddie?
Yeah, I don't know.
Jurassic Universe? Ooh.
Jurassic Universe?
Yeah.
Or Jurassic Phoenix, like Rising from the Ashes?
Oh, yeah.
Or T-Rex Returns?
Speaking of Phoenix, go ahead.
I have a good one real quick.
Yeah?
Jurassic World meets John Cusack, Bill Pullman, and Bill Paxton. They can go at it against each
Greg's
other.
Got some man crushes, by the way, man.
I sure do.
Nice. Oh, I love John Cusack. I love those guys. Those guys are cool.
Yeah,
they're
absolutely.
Good guys.
See?
Good guys.
There we go.
That's a whole other radio show. I mean,
all right. We'll have you on that one, too.
Yeah, when are you going to be in Phoenix? We'd love to have you in studio, Maddie.
Oh, yeah. Geez, I wasn't planning a trip, but I guess I should now. I'd love to come down there. Maybe I'll take a road trip.
Absolutely. Hey, that'd be great. Because you live, in L.A., right?
Yep.
I live in L.A., yeah.
Oh, it's about, hour.
5.5 hours.
Well, a little bit more.
Oh, really? That's not too bad.
Well, if you get three speeding tickets.
I did it in about 5. Yeah,
I've done it in a little over 5.
Well, if you get one of those little vehicles from the
gyrosphere,
people will just let you go.
Yeah. I'm saying.
And you just be so entertained because you could just watch Jimmy Fallon the whole way.
Exactly. Yeah, he was funny.
That was
funny.
Yeah, yeah. And so, before we let you go, any other projects that we can look forward to seeing you in?
Yes, I'm writing and directing a movie about me working in a pet store.
Oh, okay.
Nice.
Very nice.
Yep.
Are you big? Wow. Are you big fan of animals?
Big fan of animals.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay, great. What's your favorite? Big dog guy, cat guy, both?
Chinchillas.
Dog, cat, bird, squirrels.
Dinosaurs.
My favorite movie growing up was Ace Ventura. So.
Okay. Oh, that was a good one. Yeah.
Yeah.
Very funny.
Well, you know, we found out from Dr. Horner that dinosaurs and that birds are actually dinosaurs.
They are.
Yeah.
They are.
So
very true.
That gave me a new interest in them.
Also mother-in-laws usually.
Sometimes.
And there's also a guy that's trying to make a dino chicken.
Yeah,
yeah,
that's
it.
Oh, dino chicken?
Well, yeah, that's we what he said. Yeah, Dr. Horner talked about their project where they've actually gotten the beak of the chicken to become the snout and the teeth and mouth of a dinosaur.
Yeah.
Cool. Yeah.
Do you have a favorite dinosaur, Maddie?
A favorite dinosaur? I would have to say the T-Rex.
T-Rex, okay.
Right.
Even short arms and all, right? Yeah.
It's okay. Yeah, I like the T-Rex.
Okay.
I really like the raptors too.
Yeah, the raptors are kind of cool. My favorite is Pachycephalosaurus. He wasn't in this movie.
Sounds like a disease.
No, he's the bonehead. He's got the bony plate
he's
on
got
the
a
top
name.
Of his head.
That sounds like a terrible disease.
Yeah.
Could you
the
guys
penicillin
talk about
the
me
choice
like
of
that?
Drug.
That's the kind of disease where you turn into a dinosaur.
Just say no. That's what Nancy Reagan used to say.
Abstinence.
That's it. Yeah.
Well, Maddie Carter-Ropple, it's just, you know, it's always a pleasure to speak with you. We cannot wait to speak with you again soon.
And congratulations.
Oh, thank you so much. Thanks for having me, guys. Have a great Saturday.
Have a great Saturday. Hashtag Maddie Carter-Ropple, hashtag blessed.
Yes.
Yes. Thank you, guys.
Take care.
Have a good
thank
one.
You so much.
Take care.
Thank
all
you.
All right. Later. Bye.
Nice guy.
Yeah, very nice guy.
I'm happy for him, really.
Yeah.
Because and at least we got sort of breaking news, a sequel might be on its
way.
He but didn't say that for sure.
He didn't say it for sure.
Yeah,
we, you know.
But we sort of know, right?
But you know, it's a franchise.
Yeah, and it will be.
At least that's not a downer like your breaking news earlier. Thanks
yeah, but
a lot.
You know what? I think... It won't be. I think whoever took... Well, I better not. Spoiler
alert. No.
Okay,
no,
I won't
no,
say anything.
The
just see the movie.
The shaving cream can.
Yes.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, remember that guy?
Uh-oh. All right. Well, we've said too much.
Oh, yeah, we did.
We've got another guest coming up in just a few moments, but let's hear a little bit from Little Richard singing Roll Back the Rock, his version from We're Back, A Dinosaur Story.
Yeah, Little Richard?
Okay, no.
He was good. What'd you say?
Little Richard?
Oh, okay. Anyway, this is what? Breakthrough Entertainment, live, 1480 AM, KPHX in Phoenix, Arizona. Actually, hot Phoenix, Arizona. It's going to be 107. 7 degrees next week, but we'll be right back.
Roll back the rock to the dawn of time when the sky was burning like a ball of fire. Roll back the rock to the dawn of time when the sea was churning and the flames going high. Roll back the